I'm joined by Steve Freifert. He is the executive director of Downtown Partners, and he is joining me. And it's hard to believe, Steve, that it's already November. I was thinking
it was still August.
But. Well, you know, blink your eyes and a month or two goes by, and the holiday season, you know, it really is, because all of the things that are coming up, I mean, frankly, let's face it, the holiday season, the old adage was the holiday season began the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
That hasn't been the case for a long time, has it?
We actually had the downtown Christmas wreaths up on the streetlights. You know, we pay the BHS music boosters to do that every year, and they put them up on Sunday. So the Christmas wreaths were up before Thanksgiving and before Halloween, but that was what worked for their schedule, and so we're set. They're actually setting the Santa cottage in Nancy Nafee Park as we speak.
I usually do my outside Christmas lights on the house, and I do that as early in November. Typically a nice weekend in November, right, is when I'll do that, because you never know I will not turn them on until Thanksgiving night, but I will put them on. I will put them up before that. But again, you got a lot of stuff that's coming up. Downtown Shop Hops. We're going to talk about the Jefferson Street Winter Market, the holiday lighted parade. I've been involved in that, I think, for as long as I've been involved since the parade was in the daytime.
Right.
How about that?
It's been a while. I won't say how long.
Yeah, don't worry. I've been around a while, but that's another story. But the downtown open house, that's coming up real soon, isn't it?
A week from Sunday. So Sunday, November 11th, the downtown holiday open house. So it's really kind of the retail kickoff to the holiday shopping season. We have 19 participating businesses, and they will be taking entry slips from noon to four that day. No purchase necessary. So people can come in, fill out an entry slip, one per customer at every store that they visit. And at the end of the day, we do a drawing for a total of $1,000 in downtown dollars. We used to come back and do some more shopping.
There you go. Well, that's better than playing the lottery, right?
That's you're much better odds, yeah.
And again, it's on Veterans Day, which happens to be Sunday the 11th. And again, that is the downtown open house. Let's see. Now, you've got, you've got some other things that are going on as well. You mentioned, you said the cottage in Nancy Nace, that you typically, Santa does not occupy that until after the parade, does he?
Right. So the parade is on Saturday, November 24th this year, and we could talk a bit about that, too. The first holiday shop hop takes place on Thursday evening after the parade. I want to say that's maybe the 30th. So that's the first evening that Santa will be in Santa's Cottage.
Okay.
And, of course, he'll also be there. So every Thursday evening for the holiday shop hops and living windows on December 13th.
I'll be there for the downtown holiday parade. I'll be in my familiar spot, Weird Herald's in the medium, thanking Danny Bazin and his lovely wife for providing me with power, even though I do have power available right in the vehicle. But it's nice to have that. And also the fact that I'll be playing Christmas music. I'll be playing Christmas music for at least a half an hour before the parade starts. So it kind of get people in the mood for it. And I'm going to guess, just my very gut feeling is that the parade will have a slight jag in it, probably on 4th Street.
Exactly right. So because of the aftermath of the Tama fire, this year's parade route will be altered. It will still start at 8th and Jefferson and proceed east on Jefferson. But when it gets to 4th Street, it will turn right and go south on 4th for a block.
And then,
turn left on Valley. Then turn left again and go up 3rd Street past the Capitol Theater and turn right and continue on Jefferson.
Okay,
so it's a little bit of a jog.
It's going to make a little bit of a U-turn.
It will. And you know, I anticipate that's going to mean that the parade is a little bit slower, because the large floats especially are going to have to make several turns. That's a good thing. It's much safer as if it goes slower. And I think, you know, it might take a little longer.
All right. Wait, well, I'll turn. and battling a sneezer.
Yep.
Anyway, and I want to thank both the Burlington and West Burlington fire departments for somebody there, some kind person there last year. I had said, you know what? When you go by and you're doing the and you want to play the sirens or things like that, if you have Christmas music or something else instead, it would be better, or nothing at all.
That's right.
I said, you know, the lighting is great, but the
horns or something.
The horns are ear piercing, regardless of whatever. But again, so Santa will be down there. I know the Jefferson Street Winter Market. Now, what is that?
Yeah, so that's something new we wanted to try this time. The Farmers Market Steering Committee. In the past, we've had an indoor market in November and even into December sometimes. It was never greatly attended. It was always on a Thursday evening. It used to be in the Burlington Apartments lobby. Then it was at the port. But this year, we thought, let's try something on a Saturday midday. So on Saturday, November 17th and Saturday, December 15th, from 10 to 2, we'll have farmers market vendors set up in the Capitol Theater Annex. And so we're having some of our favorite regular vendors. I think we'll probably get a few new ones, too. Obviously, they might not have a lot of top-of-the-season produce, but there might be some winter produce, but also some crafts, some soap, some definitely baked goods.
I'm going to guess potential Christmas gifts for the hard-to-buy for might be in those in that lineup as well. So, again, that is going on the 17th of November and the 15th of December on a Saturday. And you said, what's the hours on that, Steve?
From 10 to 2.
10 to 2. All right. Well, that's what's coming up. I don't know. Is there anything else specifically that we need to know? I know there's some the Capitol Theater, and we've had Tammy McCoy on. They'll be doing special holiday things throughout
the
season.
Yeah, their Miracle on Jefferson is actually kind of either end of the winter market, so that's really good. There'll be something, some kind of major activity going on downtown every weekend during the holiday season, which
all
is
right.
great. We want to bring people downtown for as many reasons as we can.
All right. Well, it's all happening. The holiday season, yes, it has arrived. Yes, November is here. And we'll have much more on that with Steve Freeburn and all of the other things about going on. And again, I'll be down for the parade. And what is the parade theme this year? Do you know?
Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, that's the theme. And again, if they want to be in the parade, they can call Downtown Partners?
Call Downtown Partners 752-6365 or go to greaterburlington.com. The application is online.
Fantastic. Steve Freeburn, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Steve.